Hey everyone, this is Craig Durr, Chief Analyst and Founder of the Collab Collective, and I want to welcome you to Direct from the Expo Enterprise Connect 2025. Now, I'm really excited to introduce my next guest because what we're talking about here is someone emerging in the space, and we haven't seen a new company in a while. This is Eric DeGiorgi, CEO of NetSpeak, with two E's.
That's right.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Craig. Thanks.
Great. Hey, Eric. So like I said before, it's been a while since in our space we've actually had a new company come along that's really piqued people's interest. What can you tell me about NetSpeak and what are problems that you're trying to solve here in this market?
Sure. So the genesis of NetSpeak, we've been at this for about 2 years.
Okay.
And my background is actually in the digital signage wing of our industry. So I had about 20 years, helped start and grow a company in that space. And it was really talking with those customers and learning about their problems coping with a multi-vendor ecosystem. So you've got spaces that might have signage and collaboration,
okay,
and meeting rooms and stuff like that. So they were coping with some of the problems of how to manage all that stuff. And we started to think about it. And a couple years ago, kind of with this emergence of generative AI and it becoming widespread and popular, we kind of took a step back and said, let's just approach this. Let's clean slate this. Let's try something completely new. Let's not build a tool that already exists, another one, and let's just rethink it. And so we went heads down for a couple of years and emerged at ISC last month. It was a very exciting time for us.
Right.
And it's been 100 miles an hour since then.
Well, let's get a level set here. Tell me, what is NetSpeak?
Yeah.
What is the problem it's trying to solve here?
So NetSpeak is the first end-to-end, vertically integrated generative AI platform built specifically to assist with the day-to-day operations and administration of UC and Pro AV technologies.
Okay.
So the problems it solves are really related to the work that people are struggling to keep up with every day.
Okay.
So the people managing the equipment are now, you know, being overwhelmed. They're being integrated into generalized IT. There's kind of subject matter expertise being lost.
Right, we talked about that.
Yes.
It's
so,
a challenge.
So what we thought is, what if we took some of the more challenging, even the mundane or operationally bloated tasks and built an AI to be able to perform those and work alongside those human operators.
Okay.
And do so with an extraordinary amount of subject matter expertise. Right, so imagine working alongside and collaborating with an AI tool that has studied all of the technical documentation of all the equipment on your network, has the ability to even communicate because with those devices on the network,
right,
and can work alongside a human operator to take away, like, the, let's say, for example, the task of doing a daily room check.
Okay.
Right? So it's operationally bloated. It's sneaker net. It's people moving around in these different network, you know, rooms
and
spaces.
And every room can be unique.
Every room can be unique. More often they're uncommon, you know,
yeah,
or different than similar. And why does someone need to walk around every single morning to hundreds of rooms and fiddle with them to,
right,
make sure they're ready for the day?
Right.
That's a job that AI can do.
Okay.
Now, that person can do much more strategic planning, can move from like a reactionary role into being proactive on,
right,
a day-to-day basis because we've taken this kind of monotonous, mundane day-to-day task out of the equation.
Okay, I love it. Hey, now, you've actually taken this approach where you've actually given a personality to your
yeah,
AI solution.
Yeah.
It's got a great acronym.
Yeah.
Let's introduce her.
So, the company is NetSpeak.
Yeah.
The product we've named Lena.
Okay.
And we've really leaned into personifying Lena, which stands for Language-Enabled Network Administrator.
Okay.
And so, because Lena is kind of human in a sense, right? It's working alongside humans. It's doing tasks that historically humans would have to do. You can communicate with Lena just as we're talking here,
really,
by a natural language, and ask Lena for assistance, even to manipulate the equipment on the network just via natural language. So it really becomes a counterpart, and it's like, you know, Lena has a LinkedIn page. Lena, we really kind of personify and lean into it for fun.
Right. So a LinkedIn page for,
yes,
Lena. That'll,
yes,
be great. We'll have to go ahead and all connect with Lena afterwards here,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Hopefully she'll accept.
Yes, yes. Well, there, yes, there's still human touch. And
that works.
A human,
I love that.
Lena,
now, hey, one of the great things that is taking place here, you kind of leaned into this. I mean, IT having to deal with these problems isn't new. A lot of vendors have these IT management tools, but I think they're building up on an old legacy information. You talked about starting clean. Like the term that keeps coming to mind, there's no plaque buildup in terms of how you might deal with IT administration of these devices, especially if you're dealing with multiple vendors in a location, right? That's got to be a strategic advantage.
We are inherently a multi-vendor platform.
Okay.
The industry is inherently multi-vendor. So when we architect what we have built now, well, that was our approach, and we built it from the ground up for AI, right? Okay. So we knew on day one when we started building this that it was going to be a Gen AI platform. So all of the back end inner workings and the infrastructure that we've built has been around that versus, maybe trying to shoehorn Gen AI into an existing platform.
Right.
So we didn't have that plaque. We didn't have that kind of bloat or technical debt or whatever you want to call it.
All the terms.
We started from a clean slate.
Right.
So it put us in a bit of a different position than an incumbent would be.
Which is great. Now, you also talked about something which is really exciting to me. It's the idea that you said and recognized, look, as organizations evolve, AV specialties are kind of becoming few and far in between within the organization, right? We're seeing a lot of AV professionals being rolled into IT organizations.
Right.
It's not a wrong step, but there's an idea here that there's a lot of core knowledge lost. Is that what Len is coming in to help solve in this use case?
It's certainly one of the things that Lena can help cope with,
is that
information loss. So the way that we operate as a company, we build a partner ecosystem. So all of the major vendors in our industry, we're in largely some form of partnership with many of them.
That's fantastic.
And the way we work with them is, hey, we want to build an expert on your platform, on your company, on your product set, and be able to deploy that so it's easier to install, it's easier to operate, it's easier to update, it's easier to fix when it's broken, and it's easier to use. And eventually the people in these spaces have fewer errors, there's less friction, they're able to move around spaces, technicians are able to more quickly solve problems, or even the problems can solve themselves, right? So there's a degree of automation built in the platform. So you, at times, may not even need a human touch.
Got it.
The system can self-heal if there's a problem.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, now, this isn't, though, a human replacement story, right?
No.
We talked about that. I think there's
human enhancement.
It's a human enhancement.
Yeah, sorry,
no, it's a great way to tell. Tell me more about that.
Well, if I'm a day-to-day operator,
yeah,
I start my day, I sit down, I have a list of fires that I need to put out.
Okay.
And I'm running around, I'm scrambling in my network, all my different rooms, and I'm largely in a reactive state. Mm-hmm. Some fire comes up, I have to run around. I never get a moment to plan, to think, to be proactive. And I'm dealing with the surface level problem.
Right.
And how much time does that person, let alone those teams, have to get underneath the hood and say, what's the root cause of this?
Right.
They're treating the symptom, they're not treating the cause. So if we can help with solving the symptoms, then it enables those people to have a better work day and do the things that they want to do, not be replaced. It's about taking the tasks that are onerous and problematic and reactive and eliminating a lot of that so they can actually plan and do the things that they want to do more proactively.
And it's converting them to be more of a business value addition as opposed
to
anything else.
Right? Absolutely.
This is a lot of great stuff. Now, you're talking about an industry, the pro AV community, that's a lot of challenges to solve for.
Yeah.
Now, but you are going to be narrowing in initially with the area and the problem area that you want to focus on.
Yeah. So again, going back to the benefiting from kind of starting with a clean slate approach, right, and having the domain expertise within the industry, we know it's big, right? And it's kind of a blessing and a curse, but you have to approach it the right way. So we know that there's problems in conference rooms. We know that people are struggling with collaboration spaces. So there's low-hanging fruit there. There's problems that we can solve, and there's a direct fit.
Right.
So we built the platform to scale and to know that we can move horizontally.
Right.
But the target focus right now is really solving the known problems in the known spaces.
Right.
And once we do that, and once we're successful with that, we're going to let the market tell us where we want to go next.
Right.
And but we did build the platform from day one, knowing that there would be that kind of vertical and then horizontal.
You know what trajectory. I love about this story here right now is AI, in a lot of ways, is this kind of very challenging too large to understand topic. And what you're identifying right now, especially for those IT decision makers and those IT administrators, we're going to help narrow it down to an area of a core problem that you're having right now and help eliminate that.
I think you're seeing that across the board, not just within our industry.
Yeah.
Right? The past 2 years has been the AI explosion.
Right.
And it was so new and so shocking in so many ways. Everyone's excited about it. Everybody's excited about the potential. Now we're kind of over that hump now.
Yeah.
And now it's like, okay, let's dial it in and let's apply it to a very specific problem or a known scenario where we can actually add value. And that's exactly where we're positioning NetSpeak. We're excited about the potential.
Right.
It's still in my mind. I deal with it every day. It's science fiction. I say to my guys, we're building the computer on the Starship Enterprise. It's really cool. But let's not lose our focus, and let's look at very specific things where we can bring tangible value to organizations.
I love it. It's almost as if you're solving what I would almost jokingly call a very boring area. No one wants to deal with these problems in the conference room, but it's so integral, and you're doing it in a new, explosive way. I'm sure everyone's as eager to learn more about this as I am. What would be the next steps for someone who wants to learn more about NetSpeak?
So we're preparing for general availability at Infocom.
Yeah, that's going to be exciting.
Very excited about it. Coming out of ISC, we have had a very warm reception.
Good.
And a lot of excitement. And so we're looking to partners and end users and resellers and everybody within the ecosystem that wants to be part of the story will be available and shipping at Infocom and making some other announcements there as well that we're very excited about.
Well, if people want to get involved even earlier, can they go somewhere?
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, like you said, NetSpeak, NetSpeek.
Two E's.
.com, of course. You can become friends with Lena on LinkedIn. We're fairly easy to reach if people want to get involved.
I love it. Hey, Eric, this is really exciting to me because what I love is that I love seeing this emerging technology find great practical use cases where there's true pain in the market. I really appreciate you sharing that with us.
Thanks for the time.
Hey, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone, this is Craig Durr here live direct from the Expo at Enterprise Connect 2025. We'll bring you some more updates from the show floor. Take care.